here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Listening to Give Them the Boot here on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, the lovely campus of University of British Columbia. I'm Linda Bull, and you're in for an hour and a half of Italian folk music here at the station, and I'm pleased to say that I have a new album by Filippo Gambetta, hot off the press, just arrived from Felmy Records in Turin, and I'll be playing featuring that today along with a whole bunch of other music, so stay tuned for Give Them the Boot. And welcome to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull, here every morning on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock to play some Italian music for you. And today, as usual, starting off there with Riccardo Tesi from his album Presente Remoto, which is a wonderful album from the Manifesto record label, which is based in Rome, and it's associated with the Manifesto left-wing newspaper. The album is actually a really wonderful combination of Riccardo playing with some of his good musical friends, and he really wanted to explore the musical roots that all of his, well, some of his great musical friends play. And we heard Daniele Seppe from Naples on the soprano sax, sopranino sax, actually, on that track called A Corsa, which has sort of become my new theme song. So I hope you enjoyed that one. It's a fun tune. It's got Claudio Carboni on soprano sax, Daniele Seppe on sopranino sax, Riccardo Tesi, of course, on the organetto or melodeon, Marco Fadda on percussion, Maurizio Geri on guitar, and also some string section in there called Archea Fifth. And that was Riccardo Tesi tune arranged by Band Italia, and also some other, obviously the strings were arranged as well on that. It's a great album. I've played a lot of the tracks off it over the months that I've had it, including some beautiful tracks from some other Sardinian performers like Elena Ledda and Gavino Murgia, the vocal stylings of the trio Balentes, the pianist Stefano Bolani, Gian Maria Testa, Ginevra Di Marco. Lots of really great great things. Actually, I'll play more of that as time goes on. Riccardo Tesi. Now, coming to another accordion player. Well, if we want to call it by its true name, it is really a melodeon, which is a little bit different maybe from what you might consider an accordion. And organetto is its name in Italian. And Filippo Gambetta is definitely one of the greatest players. He is considered a virtuoso of the melodeon. In fact, Riccardo Tesi was one of his teachers, and he's building a solid reputation for himself. His first album he put out, Pria Goeia and Stria, actually Stria came before that, were both great albums, and I've been waiting for a new album for Filippo for some time, and I just received one, this latest one. And it's interesting, it's just 10 years have passed actually since Stria was recorded, the end of 1999. So it's interesting to see the difference in his technique and skill and his musicality. He's done a lot of playing in 10 years with many great musicians, and the new album, of course, features some of the same people that you might have seen or heard him play with, including his dad, Beppe Gambetta, who we'll hear from a little bit later, who is coming to town next week for a show at the Rogue Folk Club. Also, Claudio De Angeli on acoustic guitar, who's a longtime collaborator, Riccardo Barbera on upright bass, and a host of others. So we're going to start off today. I'm going to play some tracks featuring this album. It's called Andi Rivieni, which I'm imagining, although I haven't got the full info, but I have a feeling it's in Genoan dialect. I love, actually, in the back of the CD where it says File Under, Filippo Gambetta, Italy, World Music, and it says Campionato Mondiale Pesto. That's great. It's, pesto, of course, is the national dish of Genoa, which is where Filippo is from. Okay, well, let's... what will I play first? Hard to decide. I think I might go for track number one. That's always safe. It's called Kevat, and it's arranged. It's written and arranged by Filippo. Filippo playing three-row melodeon. He also plays clarinet, you might not have known, and the jaws harp, featuring Riccardo and Claudio, and also Michele Balatti on wooden flute and Antonio Asperti on bass clarinet. This is Filippo Gambetta. We'll be right back. Ecco, Filippo Gambetta dal suo ultimo disco Andirivieni, insieme lì al padre Beppe, un brano che si chiama Mariù, che è stato scritto da Filippo, infatti è una dedica praticamente alla nonna che ormai non c'è più, è una bellissima, c'è un bellissimo swing con organetto diatonico di Filippo Gambetta e chitarra acustica di Beppe Gambetta. Andirivieni è uscito quest'anno dalla casa discografica Felmei di Torino. E volevo dirvi, ecco, Beppe Gambetta, che è ovviamente il padre di Filippo, lui verrà la settimana prossima, giovedì marzo il 26, al Rogue Folk Club. Sarà al St. James Hall, 3214, credo, West 10th Avenue, Kitsilano, alle 8 di sera. Potete andare sul sito web del Rogue Folk Club per comprare biglietti oppure per vedere delle informazioni. Il sito, l'indirizzo del sito è www.roguefolk.bg.ca. Abbiamo iniziato invece quei pezzi con un altro di Filippo, sempre dello stesso disco nuovo, Andirivieni, si chiamava Kevat, è stato scritto da Filippo, arrangiato da lui. Altri musicisti sul disco sono sempre quelli che fanno parte del suo trio, che sono Riccardo Barbera sul basso e Claudio De Angeli sulla chitarra acustica, però anche con la collaborazione di Michele Balatti sui flauti, Antonio Asperti, clarinetto basso, Mario Arcario, oboe, e anche ovviamente suo padre Beppe sulla chitarra. Ma c'è anche da dire che Filippo non suona soltanto l'organetto su questo disco, ma suona anche il clarinetto, percussioni e mandolino. È molto in gamba questo uomo. E magari prima di finire oggi vi farò sentire altri pezzi, perché questo è veramente un bellissimo CD. Allora, state ascoltando Give Him the Beauty, io sono Linda Bull e sono quasi le 8 e mezza, sono le 8 e 27 credo, qui a CITR 101.9 FM qui a Vancouver. Quindi oggi, come sempre, faccio questo programma di musica italiana, di soprattutto musica etnica, musica folk, ma anche di altri tipi. Adesso vi vorrei far sentire un gruppo romano, Tête de Bois si chiamano, anche se hanno un nome francese, da un suo disco, un loro disco, doppio disco, Pace e Male. Un brano, una canzone che si chiama Distratto. Poi vi farò sapere un po' di informazioni in più su di questi gruppi, di questo Tête de Bois. E volevo anche farvi sapere che se volete potete andare sempre sul sito di CITR e potete scaricare i programmi. Dopo, di solito sono pronti nel pomeriggio del giorno in cui sono stati fatti, e c'è un archivio di tutti i programmi, praticamente da oggi, da fino a, non so, un anno fa, forse anche di più. E poi ho un indirizzo email se volete scrivermi, givetheboot@gmail.com, se volete magari mandarmi un'email, dire qualcosa, non so. Vabbè, allora niente, smetto di parlare e vi faccio sentire un altro pezzo, Tête de Bois, Distratto.
Distratto, mi accorgo d'un tratto che ho rotto il contratto, che ho perso il contatto. Distratto, mi accorgo ha suonato il piede gelato, mi cerca nel letto. Astratto, mi accorgo di botto che sono stracotto, stracotto di te.
Purtroppo abbiamo fatto il possibile, ma...
Compatto fra tante macerie, solo cose serie e compatte io provo per te.
Insomma non c'è stato niente da fare.
Distratto, sorpresa indecisa. Io amo il tuo viso distratto. Astratto! Dipinto su tela, la vera di Eva di quel paradiso, io penso perfetto.
A Vicenza, la Nerossi e Palermo 1-1. Questo nuovo pareggio casalingo non ha certo contribuito a riportare la serenità in casa vicentina, eppure la squadra ce l'ha messa tutta per agguantare il successo, ci ha detto Vendrame.
Sì, io speravo, e come se tutti i miei compagni, di vincere. Non tanto per la classifica, anche per l'allenatore, insomma, purtroppo abbiamo fatto il possibile, ma insomma non c'è stato niente da fare.
A che santo votarsi?
Santi primi!
Sì, io speravo, insomma, purtroppo abbiamo fatto il possibile, ma insomma non c'è stato niente da fare.
Innamorato, io so di te. Innamorato.
There we have it. That group is called Terrai, Compagnia di Musicisti Musiche Popolari. Canzona era il nome del brano. E loro fanno una musica mista, musica mediterranea, ma non soltanto, dalla Sicilia, Andalusia e dal Maghreb. Mischiano strumenti classici con musica tradizionale in un modo molto personale. Bel disco dal Folk Club Ethno Suoni label. So Terrai, they called that group, and Canzuna is the name of the album. And before that, Fiamma Fumana. They are a wonderful group from Emilia Romagna who've been to our shores here in Vancouver many times, and most recently, late last year, I think it was in October, they did a show at the Italian Cultural Centre, featuring, in fact, the same women who were featured on that track from the album Onda, which is their latest album, a track called Angiolina, featuring the chorus of the Rice Weeders of, Novi is the name, yeah, Coro delle Mondine di Novi. It's sometimes weird trying to translate on the fly from Italian to English. Featuring these amazing women who, if you know the story, you can find out some of the story on Fiamma Fumana's website, but there's actually been a documentary film made out about it as well, about the rice weeders of northern Italy, these women who were essentially almost slaves, having to work in the rice fields under very bad conditions, and up until, you know, only a few decades ago. But mostly we're talking about, you know, maybe parents and grandparents' generation. But these women got together and they sing these traditional songs that they would have sung, and they did sing in the rice fields as they were working. And that was one of the tracks of that. I started off with Tête de Bois. Those guys are from Rome, and a wonderful group. Distratto is the name of that song that I played from an album called Pace e Male. And while I think of it, I'm actually going to let you know about what's going on in the Italian world. The Italian, of course, there are two major places where you can find out information, apart from Commercial Drive, of course, where there's lots of Italians. Although I'd say the majority of Italians on Commercial Drive are immigrants, perhaps, who don't speak Italian as much as they speak their dialect, which is a very interesting aspect of Italian culture too. Dialect is extremely important, probably the first language for most people. Italian, standard Italian as we know it, what I learnt at university, is probably a secondary language for most people still. And then maybe another language they might speak as well. And it's one of the most fascinating aspects of Italian culture, I think, and also one of the reasons why music and popular traditions and food culture and a whole lot of other things have remained so regional and strong in their uniqueness because of the language aspect as well. So anyway, you can always read more about that. Google it. You'll be surprised. What's happening? Okay, this Saturday on the 21st at the Town Cultural Centre, they're having the Sicilian Folk Club of BC celebration of San Giuseppe, dinner, dance and crowning of Miss Sicily. Music by Colin Ray Band with the participation of the Sicilian dancers. And this is a good opportunity to try the delicious dessert known as cannoli. They're made in Sicily. Obviously, these ones will be made in Vancouver, but by Sicilians. And they're an amazing pastry that's been fried, and it's a little cone, like a little tube that's filled with a sweet ricotta filling, and they're absolutely unbelievable. That's a good reason to go, just to try this, the cannoli. Doors open at 6 o'clock, dinner at 7:15. It's in the ballroom of the Italian Cultural Centre, and you can find out more information by calling Stella De Giorgio at 604-278-4060. You can also find out all this information on their website, italianculturalcentre.ca. Also, on Monday night, the 23rd of March, there's another free Italian movie. They have one every month. Italian Movie Night begins at 7 o'clock in the museum. It's free to get in. And this week coming up, it's going to be a film by a wonderful filmmaker, Nanni Moretti. It's an old film of his from 1984. Wow, 1984, that's a long time ago, 25 years ago. It's called Bianca, and the story is this, like this. A perfectionist mathematics professor full of manias and phobias. A French teacher, Bianca, high school Marilyn Monroe, murders in the neighborhood a huge jar of Nutella, Sacchettot in Italian with English subtitles. Wow, there's a whole lot of stuff going on in that film. Anyway, if you want to go, you can also discuss it in Italian with Alessandro, who will be hosting, but you don't have to. If you just want to, if you don't speak Italian and you want to go and see an Italian film for free, this one has Italian, is in Italian, but it has English subtitles. And it's on at the Italian Cultural Center, so check out their website. Lots of good stuff there. I'll tell you more about what's happening at the Italian Institute of Culture, which is another great place to find out about what's going on in the Italian world in Vancouver. But for now, why don't I just play some more music? So you're listening to Give 'Em the Boot. It's 8:45 here at CITR 101.9 FM. Hope you're having fun, and let's hope that the spring arrives sometime soon, because it's been mighty cold. All right then, ci vediamo fra un po'.
Flash your Friends of CITR card and get a nifty discount at the KISS Adult Toy Store, the Regional Assembly of Text, and the Bike Kitchen. Show it when you shop and thank them for being a friend of CITR.
Percussione chetoniche, chetonic percussions, that's what that group is. And if you didn't, if I didn't know that they were Italian, it would sound like they were African for sure. An interesting group from Campobasso in Molise, in the southern part of Italy. And they are a group of people who got together a little bit by chance, let's say. They met in the classroom of a conservatorium. And they decided to get together 5 years ago to create a group that worked on working on unusual, bringing young artists together who were into playing rhythm and drums. And that's where the ensemble came about. And they've played lots of concerts around since then. And they also have a new album out called Ten, Energia, Ritmo, Movimento, Rumore. So actually they've been around for 10 years, of course, that's why the album would be called 10. And they really have a really great sound for sure. And sort of a sound a little bit Cuban there, not really up with all of the rhythms they were playing there, but definitely sounds familiar. That was from an album, it's a compilation album of music from the Molise region called Tribù Italiche. It came out, there's a whole series of these discs called Tribù Italiche, and there's one for each region of Italy, and it's a wonderful introduction to the music of each region. They are available through a Italian music magazine, a world music magazine. And I think that the magazine may no longer be around, but I think the CDs are still available. Anyway, I think if you look online, Tribù Italiche, you'll be able to find some information about where you might be able to get them, maybe through Amazon or something like that. Before that, Novaglia, Canti e Briganti was the name of the album, La Banda Viola. And Stefano Saletti was one of the ringleaders of that group from Rieti, I think, just north of Rome. He is now, of course, the leader of a number of great fusion groups, world music, Italian groups that I've played on this show, one of them being Piccola Banda Icona, another one being the Sette Soci Orchestra, which is a more multinational affair. And I think I'm going to squeeze a track in from them a little bit later today. But let's continue on. It's almost 9 o'clock here in Give 'Em the Boot. But I wanted to play music by a new guitarist I discovered, Giovanni Palombo, thanks to Silvio Teot and his wonderful emails he sends about music that's going on in Italy. He sent an email about this guitarist who was going to be doing a show in Italy. Unfortunately, these things are so tempting. They're always, oh, I'd love to go and see that. But unfortunately, they're always happening overseas. Giovanni Palombo is an acoustic fingerstyle guitarist, and he's written, he's sort of in the jazz world a little as well, and he's living in Rome. And I want to play a track that features a beautiful accordion part as well, and it's called Profezia dell'Armeno.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
la canzone dell'amor, le staita faita dai mirador, nur van a piazza fetan blaghe, la cassola al martel da paghe. Lor van a piazza fetan blaghe, la cassola al martel da paghe. E sana venga la mattin, Madonna mia, cosa io da fe, pianoretta col gabassin, porta la dreggia ando giardin, pianoretta col gabassin, porta la dreggia ando giardin. Quanca è la mia ca, sto meste si lo fazia pa, e mi mangiava pambirata, bevi al vin andasi a spasi già, e mi mangiava pambirata, bevi al vin andasi a spasi già, se ti si stai da via d'onor, t'avrì pari all'immirador, ma ti se stai da una piastra già, d'ammirador se stai da angana, ma ti se stai da una piastra già, dammi la dolce stai d'angana. Era mia ca, sto meste si lo fazia pa, e mi mangiava pambirata, bevi al vin andasi a spasi già, e mi mangiava pambirata, bevi al vin andasi a spasi già, se ti si stai da via d'onor, t'avrì papia del mirador, ma ti se stai da una piastra già, da mirador se stai da angana. Ma chi se stai da una piastra già, da mirador se stai da angana.
Ariondassa, that's the group, and they're from the Piemontese. They're a Piemontese group from the Piedmont region of northern Italy, and their name is a play on words. It's based on the names of two other music groups, Rionda and Ariondella. They've been around since 1998, and it was when four historic musicians of Piemontese folk music came together. Some of whom were in other groups such as Tre Martelli, the famous La Ciappa Russa, and Ombra Gaia, and three of these musicians are still in the group. And their songs are really, but they're seem common place and simple, but the melodies of the songs mark the times and the seasons of peasant life, love, work, immigration, war, the age of storytellers and peddling musicians. Interesting music, and you can hear there the wonderful sounds of the hurdy-gurdy, played by Emanuela Bellis, and they have all sorts of interesting instruments in this group, including well, melodeon, but also a lot of double-reeded woodwind instruments that are particular to the Piemonte region, French bagpipes, ocarinas, clarinet, recorders, bones, oboe, also Celtic harp, as well as vocals there, and the lead vocal is by Vincenzo Marchelli. Ariondassa is their name. Before that was Piccola Banda Icona, Marea Cusarea is the second album from that group, and that's headed by Stefano Saletti, the beautiful voice of Barbara Eremo, and that was a track called Opsada. It's 9:15 here on Give 'Em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. And just a reminder that the show is on every Tuesday from 8 till 9:30. You can also listen online at www.citr.ca. Don't forget, if you want to find out what I've been playing, you can check out the podcasts on the website. And I do have a playlist also on my website, which is myspace.com/givetheboot. And you can see there all of the links to the musicians, many of the musicians, about 150 of them at the moment, musicians whose music I play on the show. You can also email me at givetheboot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your comments. And maybe, you know, if you've got something you'd like me to play, then you can let me know by emailing me or sending me a message on the MySpace page. And wanted to sort of backtrack a little. I started off the show with some tracks from Filippo Gambetta's new album, Andi Rivieni, and I wanted to play a couple more. Starting off with Runaway Lane, written by Filippo, and featuring his trio, as well as Michele Ballatti on wooden flute, and then going into another track called The Turbulent Lettuce, La Lattuga Turbolenta. He always has great names. This reminds me of my theme song. It used to be the theme song for almost 2 years, which was about a snail. And this time it's about a lettuce. So I wonder if there's any relation. So this is Filippo Gambetta with Riccardo Barbera and Claudio De Angeli from Filippo's brand new album on Felme Records, Andi Rivieni. Thank you. Bit of a tricky one there. That was actually Filippo Gambetta playing mandolin, of all things, on his new album. It's called The Turbulent Lettuce, is the name of that track. La Lattuga Turbolente, I love the name of that. It reminds me of La Lumaca Equilibrista, which was his snail song that used to be my theme song. Anyway, he's featured there on mandolin and percussion from his new album, Andi Rivieni. And before that, Runaway Lane, another track of his from that same album. Wonderful new album from Filippo Gambetta. So just about time for me to go here on Give Him the Boot. Before I do, I just want to say stick around, because at 9:30, Bryce Dunn will be in here for his show, Third Time's the Charm. A reminder that you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. If you can not listen online, in real time on the radio, you can always listen online, or you can go and podcast the show after the fact on www.citr.ca. I have another piece of new music for you. Roberto Angelini is a multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter and composer from Rome. He is one of the members of the Collettivo Angelo Mai, a wonderful group of singer-songwriters from Rome. And he has a brand new album out called La Vista Concessa. And I'm going to finish off here by playing one of the tracks from that album called Vulcano. So, arrivederci from me, and we'll see you all next Tuesday. Don't forget, Beppe Gambetta will be in town next Thursday night on the 26th of March if you want to see a great Italian flat-picking guitarist. Okay, so enough from me. Ci vediamo settimana prossima. Ciao, grazie per essere stati con me oggi. E buona giornata.
Tu mi vedi sorridente, pensi che sia felice, ma non hai capito niente, tu mi guardi in superficie. Se potessi dare voce alla mia anima, scapperesti lontano, come si fugge rapidi alle prime grida di un vulcano. Chissà se sarò mai pronto abbastanza per finire tutto quello che mi manca, reagire all'occorrenza e dire no se non mi importa. Ho ingoiato il rospo, ho trattenuto il vomito a stento, ora sono stanco e mi dispiace se ho reagito di impulso. Ho vestito dei miei sorrisi migliori, anche i momenti più difficili l'ho fatto perché pensavo di proteggerti. Chissà se sarò mai forte abbastanza per finire tutto quello che mi manca, reagire all'occorrenza e dire no se non mi importa, ed essere me stesso sempre, con ogni mia debolezza, senza paura di ferirti o di non essere all'altezza. Ma non una parola uscì dalla mia bocca. Sale così piano per precipitare in fretta, sarò mai pronto abbastanza per finire tutto quello che mi manca, reagire all'occorrenza e dire no se non mi importa, ed essere me stesso sempre con ogni mia azione.